Heather Andrews, international four-time best-selling author on Amazon and seven-time author, has gone from restructured to reinvented through the power of story. With her publishing company increasing with 95% business growth in 1 year, she has been nominated as Entrepreneur of the Year by Business From the Heart. She is on a mission to help others share their stories with the world, to help inspire and heal others. From her signature books on Amazon, top 10 bestseller, Obstacles Equal Opportunities, and number one bestseller, The Real Journey of the Empowered Mom Boss, Heather is poised for supernova and taking her company to the top. As she owns her own media production, Tenacious Living Station, she runs her own podcast, The Heather Andrews Show, and the network holds over 500 podcasts of her and others. Her radio show, Follow It Through to Your Stellar Life, has an international following. Heather's dynamic and inspiring manner, her voice for self-discovery, and fearless revitalization makes her a woman with a mission. Are you ready? Here's Heather.
Welcome to our show, everyone, and we're so grateful that you are here with us. Today, we have Dr. Stacey Cooper, and we're going to be talking with her about how to create balance in the chaotic world. Welcome to our show, Stacey. How are you?
Thank you, Heather. Excellent.
Perfect. So I understand that you have created this beautiful and just outstanding program about how to create balance in a chaotic world, because it is a hot, hot topic. So can you just give us a little bit of insight to what you've done?
Well, and that all came through my own life experience, right? And so through lessons learned and experiences and losing my health is what led me to find the way to balance. And being a doctor of chiropractic and studying the physiology of the body and how it works and all the components, homeostasis is a huge component that your body strives to maintain always. However, when life's events unfold and happen and take you away from that balance point, that's when everything goes awry. And so I had to find my way to balance, and I've since created Lifestyle Balance Solutions.
Perfect. And so when we talk about chaotic world, that leads me to think a swirling, busy, stressful life. Can you just give us an insight as to what stress does to us on a health level?
Absolutely. Stress can be positive or negative. So oftentimes when people think of being stressed, or you ask them, are you stressed? And they don't really notice any negative aspects. They think they're not stressed. Well, this isn't true. Just because you haven't lost your job, just because you're not going through a relationship issue, just because you're not eating well, just because, you know, you haven't had a death in the family, does not mean that you are not stressed. Even elating events like getting married, getting a new job, finding a new position, moving, buying a new house, all of those are thought to be positive events, yet they are still stressful to your system. So the point being, balance is where your body wants to be. Balance is where your body works best. And when you're taken in either direction, either positive or negative, away from that balance point, it's just like a teeter-totter, and it shifts how your body functions. So homeostasis is the key to maintain that balance point and recognizing these other factors that maybe originally you didn't consider as contributing to stress in your life. Now you can start to recognize them, and then you can take steps to bring balance back into your life.
So it's almost like a really increased awareness, and we're not taking stress seriously enough because we don't recognize it as a health issue.
Yes, very much so. Stress in the body has far-reaching effects.
Yes,
not only
it does.
From affecting your blood pressure levels, but your appetite, your mood, your sleep patterns, your digestive system. A lot of people are gut reactors. Stress, they have upset stomach, right? So they're gut reactors. Other people, when they're under stress, are neurological reactors. They suffer from chronic headaches. So there's many different signs that your body will show you in times of stress. You just have to listen.
Wow. And that whole listening thing to our body, that is, it's being talked about, you know, just go within and listen and stop and just listen to your body. But if you're not in tune to that, what sort of steps can we take for our listeners to really understand what that means?
Well, the first thing that I want to chat a little bit about in regards to that is take a look at your life. Take a look at a day in your life. Are you overscheduled? Do you feel like you're cramming in every single second of the day something in order to be productive? Because if you are, then you're not getting quiet and you're not listening to your body. If, you know, oftentimes many of us find ourselves in the sandwich generation where not only do we still have children at home like I do, I have four teenagers, children at home who, you know, have extracurricular activities, jobs, school, all these things that their schedule demands. But then some of us may also have parents that we are now needing to care for a little bit more or take to appointments or whatever your situation may be. But the sandwich generation now has you being pulled in both ends. And so there seems to be very little time to carve out for yourself. So if your feet hit the floor running from the moment your eyes open and you flop in bed exhausted late at night and you're not getting the sleep that you need, then there really isn't any me time. There isn't any you time. There isn't any slowing down. And if you're always running late to appointments because you just want to get that one more thing done before you leave to go to the next thing, that is overscheduled. And life is chaotic and stressful. And your body won't work well.
Exactly. And so in your, and so when we talk about balance, that really is, it's a word that means so many different things to so many different people. And it's, it has its own perception. So what is all the hype around balance, and how would you, how would someone know if they've reached, say, success balancing their life?
Well, whenever there isn't balance, you will be pulled off keel. So oftentimes we go from crisis to crisis and something else in our life gets neglected when we're focusing our attention on the crisis. So if some project at work is needing more of your involvement and more of your time, then that's taking away perhaps your evenings at home with your family or your physical activity time, like your gym time or your relaxation time or whatever it is that something has to give, right? So when we're talking about balance and nourishing your mind, body, and spirit, it really comes down to scheduling balance in your life. And that is when you can start to really enjoy all aspects of your life, because when you balance the nourishing part of you, that recharges your batteries and then enables you to give more when higher demands are placed on you at work or in your relationship or in your social interactions or the tasks that you want to give to others, right? When you want to give your service to others. So it's really important to balance yourself first in order to be able to give more in the end.
Perfect. And the other thing too is when people think about balance, they think of, okay, so for 5 days a week, I'm going to be, I work 8 to 4, Monday to Friday. By 5 o'clock, we are all sitting down for dinner. And then by 6 o'clock, we're out the door to that activity. But that's not the way life works today. And so the thing is it's really all about, it's all about creating that family time and that activity time into this calendar, and it's going to look different for everyone.
That's exactly right. And I call this in step two of my clean living formula. Step two is learn the plan, and it's all about scheduling and hard entries and soft entries in your calendar. So yes, there are hard entries, things that you are committed to, like your work. You have a specific work schedule. You know when you need to be there. And that's a hard entry. But what I then recommend is that you reorganize your priorities and get yourself on your own priority list and schedule your own me time next. That's the very next thing that should go on your calendar. Not what Joe wants you to do next week, not some PTA event that needs to be done next month, not those kinds of things. Schedule you next, which includes perhaps meditation time where you can get quiet and recharge your batteries. Absolutely, it includes physical activity time, exercise, whatever kind of exercise you enjoy doing. Get that scheduled in your calendar and make time for you. It also includes meal prep time so that you're eating whole, great foods. The crock pot is a fabulous invention. You just need to be organized a little bit so you have the things at home that you can throw in the crock pot for a great family meal. And my Healthy Fuels cookbook helps you with that as well. But if you're not fueling your body well, your nutritional is, if that's not being supported, then your body is running on fumes and you have no energy and you're lethargic and your mood is affected as well. So scheduling those types of things is really vital to finding balance in your life. And that includes your relationship time with your family, with your children, with your spouse, with whoever's important that you want included in your circle. Nurture those relationships, because if you don't take time for them, mm-hmm. that really suffers in that area.
Yeah. And you yourself had, I mean, you are a doctor of chiropractic. You have your own practice. You are a wife. You are a mom to four amazing young adults or young kids, young adults. And I know that they're busy. So how did you manage to do like all of that? And what did that look, what did a day in the life of Dr. Cooper look like?
Well, it used to look like chaos and a disaster. And that was 15 years ago when I went through my health crisis. And now it looks completely different because everybody's schedule has to work together. Delegating is a huge component. And now that the kids are a little bit older and a few of them are driving, that really shifts things. But also now they have jobs as well as their recreational activities. So there is balance that needs to be met, which means they're not doing six activities through the summer. They're doing one so that we can support them, so that we can be there to enjoy their activities and celebrate in their achievements. But we also have downtime together as a family as well. And so it's really important to take that into account and work together.
Yeah. And it was a lesson learned 10 years ago in my world when my own husband deployed to Afghanistan. And that communication really increased with my kids, even though they were young at the time. They were like 8, 5, and 3, and then like 11, 8, and 6 when the two deployments happened. And it was interesting because I knew that when I was spinning out of control, their moods, their behaviors shifted. And as soon as I put the calm back in our life and I was calmer, their reactions to life in themselves was different. And that is where I learned that was sort of my wake-up call that I needed to model the way for this, because if I'm stressed, they're stressed. If I'm out of control, they're out of control. If I'm calm, they're calm. If I have a good attitude, most days they have a good attitude. And also, we were overscheduling our kids, and I didn't realize it until their dad left, because there was two of us and only one of them, and they were going everywhere and doing all these things. So I think as a society, when we talk about balance, there's the reclaim you in your own life, but also look at these little ones. Like, what are we doing to our children? And that is also creating balance in their life so that they have quiet time, creative time, focus time, homework time, enough time for rest, so that, you know, they can have that downtime and they know how to manage it in a much better fashion as they grow older.
Absolutely. And we're all energetic beings and we feed off each other. So just as you were saying, if your mood wasn't great, their mood wouldn't be great because they would from you and receiving that energy and reflecting it back. And mm-hmm. as when our children were young, you know, of course the infants, they would have nap time. So even though the older children were a little bit older, continued to have that quiet time every single day, nap mm-hmm. time. They didn't necessarily have to sleep, but it's important to be able to just chill, recharge mm-hmm. your batteries, read a book, you know, quiet the mind and reflect. And that is a huge component to de-stressing. And having implemented those routines from a very young age, you know, for the infants and then as they continued through, that enables them to have a very different lifestyle right now as, you know, 21, 19, 17, 15, some of their other friends who are so overscheduled and so overrun, they're exhausted. And for what purpose, right? Life is to be enjoyed. And we don't know how long that we have. And it is always a gift every single day that shows up for us. And yeah. to be able to just enjoy that day and plan for the next is such a gift to give, rather than running through life so fast and so furious that it's a windshield survey and you're not even experiencing any of it. You're just running from place to place and delivering people and picking up and not even experiencing the joys of their accomplishments and what they're doing. So it really is important to sit down, work together, reprioritize. And that's what Lifestyle Balance Solutions is all about, is finding that way to balance, because it has been so lost in our society that people just don't even know which way to turn. And so that's why I've created the program.
And I just love it. And through that, your Lifestyle Balance Solutions, you have your recipe book coming out to Amazon here in the fall.
Absolutely.
And that's so exciting. And so follow Dr. Cooper online, and you can find her on her, is it the Facebook page that you have, Stacey?
Yes, we have Facebook page, Lifestyle Balance Solutions. I also have my website, drstaceycooper.com.
Perfect.
It's available there as well.
Yeah. And then through all this self-discovery and the creation of your Lifestyle Balance Solution, you're still doing your chiropractics. And I understand you've just recently become an author as well in a book called What Self-Love Got to Do with It.
That was such a credible experience. And yes, international best-selling author. Never in a million years did I expect to be an author. And when I first started working with one of my business mentors 4 years ago, he suggested I write a book. And my self-limiting words to him were, "I'm not an author." Well, I just proved him wrong. And yes, now I am a published author. So our words and our thoughts dictate all of our outcomes. And when you change your mindset and open up to new experiences that are showing up for you, it's incredible what happens. And this podcast is just a result of one of them. So I'm very blessed to be part of What Self-Love Got to Do with It. And it's surreal at this moment. I still can't believe what's happening.
Yes, and you've had quite the, you're teaching workshops in your office about lifestyle balance. And then also, you know, the two of them go so integrated. And when we answered the question, what self-love got to do with it, it was really about everything. And so can you just kind of share a little bit about that, the self-love piece into the lifestyle balance and how the two actually mesh so well?
Absolutely. And it's funny because I just did a radio broadcast yesterday in regards to self-love and food. So my question was, how often do you take time to actually provide yourself with a nourishing breakfast? Oftentimes people are heading out the door, their feet hit the floor as soon as their eyes open and they're out they go. And when you actually take time and reprioritize and wake up a little bit earlier in the day to actually set your day well, nourishing breakfast of whole healthy foods, complex fuels, so you don't hit that crash and burn cycle. And when you nourish your body with love in this fashion, your whole perspective changes. You're not running the rat race. You're not going through drive-thrus. You're not poisoning your body with useless, low nutritional value stuff. I call it stuff because it's not really food if you're not getting it from home. And so when you start to shift your priorities and look after you first, that is by no means being selfish. This is where you can recharge your batteries, control of your life, listen to what your heart's telling you, your inner heart, and what your true desires are for the life that you want to create. If you're always running the rat race and you're never listening to what's going on in your heart and your mind, then you're really running the rat race for nothing, because you don't even know what direction that you truly want to go and what makes your heart sing. So when you make that shift and start to balance your social time, your emotional time, your financial situation, your relationships, how you're fueling your body, your exercise, your mindset, and when you start to incorporate all those aspects, which are all vital to maintaining that homeostatic point for your body and your environment, then this is when you truly find balance and you can heal from so many things, whether, you know, low self-esteem, low mood. Your mood is affected by your foods and your stressors in your environment. Mm-hmm. And everything changes.
Yeah. It's a huge thing, and it's all integrated. And it's like the even down to the gut health and how it affects everything. Of it's kind of like that's the balancing piece, right? And I think that everything out there, from our health, our energy, how we sleep, how we show up, is all integrated into how we fuel our mindset and the things that we all talked about today. And so I am just so blessed that you are a part of my community, and I have done your program, and it was a success for me. My health changed, which was awesome. And I just have to add that in, so that if you are looking as a listener for our show today, reach out to Dr. Stacy, because she is an amazing lady. And I can speak full-heartedly and firsthand as to her program, because it really did help me through a lot of my own health things as a busy entrepreneur. So Stacy, what are the three takeaways and that you can give our listeners today, just as part of that they can use in their today work? It just change up one thing in their life, or three things, just simple things.
Well, it's funny, because when we talk about balance, there isn't one thing that creates balance. And as a chiropractor, there isn't one thing in the body that creates something. Everything is connected, and everything flows, and everything responds in concert with what is happening to meet the needs of your environment. So the takeaways that I want to share with you today is, first of all, how fast does your day go? And do you need to breathe? And if the answer to that question is your day goes way too fast and you're not even sitting down to breathe, then the second takeaway is start to reprioritize your to-do list, your needs, and the things that you need to get done in a day, so that you are looking after you. And this was the biggest lesson that I learned through my health crisis, was if you don't look after yourself, no one else is going to do it. And if you're trying to look after everyone else and everybody else, you're going to run yourself ragged. You're going to be exhausted, frustrated, and tired. And that's when you're going to get sick. And your body can only sustain that for so long.
Yeah.
It only took me 3 minutes and 2 days.
Yes,
so
exactly.
The final thing that I would add then is, self-love is not selfish. When you take time to reprioritize yourself, you recharge your batteries, you're taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, nutritionally, and you then have so much more to give, because now you're coming from a cup that is completely full and overflowing and can give more, not depleted and frustrated and exhausted, where you have very little to give in the end. So those are my takeaways.
Absolutely. I love it. And I just thank you so much for sharing all of this knowledge with us and personal experience. And where we can find you is awesome. And I thank you to all of our listeners today. And we are here helping you reach your stellar life which is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, self-love, even though it starts with an L, activity, and the resiliency for better relationships and the life that you want to live. And so till then, until next time, go out and live your stellar life.